This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
I'm not a huge Beyonce fan.
I don't really know her music that much, except when I was a boy or something.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheebrick with a pass left corner, had open three for the tie. Good! Riley had knocked down a three!
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
Pyle dribbling in and a one-handed jam! This place is rocking! And Pyle with 15 as he slams it down with authority!
Everything happening in the sports world.
Could be another one.
Here comes Jake with a left-handed jam! T-boy, we're rolling here at the lineup!
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
Steve has a great feel for Lifetime movies, despite 5 minutes ago saying, I don't know what Lifetime movies are.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing, another edition of According to Jim, right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man who feels like a million bucks after having a good weekend on the golf course, after getting some work done on his car, new AC.
Go. Oh, yeah.
After getting his car washed.
It's all clean.
It's Mr. Steve Sell. Steve, you feeling good?
I feel good.
You get a little new car
set
in there?
The thing is, anytime you're about ready to go on vacation, you feel good.
That's true. You're getting closer and closer.
Yeah, I'm counting the days down. Leaving Thursday, be back Tuesday. Well, I'll be in town on Monday, but I'll be back Tuesday. So
I spent all weekend.
I might even be back in time for the. Well, I might be.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll kind of see. Depends. I don't know if the guy I'm playing in a golf tournament with. He always generally comes back, follows me home, stays a couple days. He has business down in Wichita that he does. I don't know if he's got his business lined up.
Businessman.
Yeah, he is a businessman. He's big business. Mr. Big Business.
Oh, yeah.
He is. He's a guy that he worked, he retired, got bored. Now he's working again. So, must be a nice life.
I think that's going to happen to you, too. Steve's going to announce a big retirement. I'm done after 58 years in McPherson. I'm going to be done. And
you know,
Steve will be 78 and walk out to the golf
course. I was actually thinking about writing a column. I've had a lot of people ask me in the last probably 3 or 4 months when I'm retiring, because I think people have figured out I'm here a long time. I talk about retirement every once in a while, but it's something you have. Everybody has to think about it at some point. You're lucky you don't have to think about it.
Yeah, not quite yet.
Yeah, not quite yet, like 40 years, but, you know, I'm getting ready to start number 40 this fall. That's
woo!
Yeah, kind of a milestone year.
Getting up there.
Yeah, and you know I can remember the very first game I covered. I mean, just like it was yesterday.
Who'd the football team play?
At Derby.
Ooh.
And I'd been here all of like 2 weeks. Gotta remember back then, I had to take photos, and I had this big old monster flash, one of those ones that's about this big, you know, yay big.
And you're like one of those pictures in the old West.
And I never
you have
even,
to replace the light
I never
bulb.
Even took sports photos before, and they're getting me all clued in. So I shoot photos. I think, man, I'm getting some great stuff. I get back, develop the film. Every frame's cut in half.
Oh, yeah.
Because the flash apparently had come undone. I didn't even realize it.
There you go.
Didn't even know that. Because when you're shooting pictures, I mean, you don't see the flash going, you know, when
no.
you're shooting football. So I get back, and, boy, I had some great shots of heads and feet, and you know, so but McPherson and I played Derby, and Derby had a running back named James Ricketts.
Oh, sure,
and he ended up going on to K-State, being a star at K-State. But I think it was 38-12, so that was my introduction. Tom Young, I don't think, was coaching yet at Wellington or at Derby. I think he was still at Wellington, but I think he got to Derby maybe a year or two after that.
I went to Derby this weekend.
Yes, you did.
I got bored on Saturday morning, and I decided that. Well, Turkey Creek Golf Course is a member of the Sunflower Trail.
Right, right.
And it's several other golf courses. And I decided this summer, while we've got some downtime, I'm going to try to play every course on there that's local. There's a couple like in Bonner Springs.
You get a discount.
Right.
You get like a...
It's $25.
Yeah, it's $25.
Green fee carts included.
Yeah,
so that's pretty good
that's
deal.
That's a great deal.
So I went down and played Hidden Lakes Golf Course in Derby. It's really hot. It's really hot.
Yeah.
Good course. Enjoyed it.
Actually, you know, you asked me today if I'd played Hidden Lakes, and I said no, but that was not true.
Of course.
Because I remember now.
Always lying.
Yeah.
Just a talking head.
Snarky liar.
Snarky liar.
Snarky liar. But I used to coach the high school golf team, and I was thinking we played at Derby Country Club, but it was Hidden Lakes that we
there
played
you go.
At. So I did play Hidden Lakes, and I think I won some money down there now to recall because I was,
I didn't win any money.
Yeah. The coaches played together, and generally some of the coaches aren't very good. They just like to play. Remember Richard,
not you.
Richard Riggs at campus, Richard C. at Winfield. It seemed like I always got Tony from Ark City got paired with him and kind of always took their money.
Yeah, I'm not
but
surprised.
Now, now coaches can't play.
Ooh.
Yeah, the state put a kibosh on that.
Yeah, I think after you started taking everybody's money.
I think they knew there was gambling going on. So now coaches actually have to coach. What a shame that is.
Yeah, but fun weekend. Last night, I was playing a little tennis up at the high school. There was a nice hit and run that was happening right before I was about to serve.
There you go.
I was getting ready to throw the ball up, starting the third set, and just poof, big crash behind me. I don't really know who it was.
Yeah. Did you play Johnny G?
Yeah, John Gross did here tonight.
Johnny G.
He beat me pretty bad. He's pretty good.
John's
though.
Just a good athlete. For those who don't know, Johnny works over at the Y. I think he's what? Program director or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
He's got some kind of title. He hired the pistol. You know. But Johnny G, good guy. He played on our Turkey Creek golf team yesterday. And he's a good player. Man, when he's got it, when
good
he's
golfer,
on.
Golfer, good tennis player.
Yeah, when he's on, Johnny G can play.
He played some high school basketball.
Yeah.
Some high school soccer.
Where was he? Where did he play?
He's from Baldwin.
Oh, okay.
Baldwin High Bulldog.
Okay, a Baldwin Bulldog. I'm an Indy Bulldog. He's a Baldwin Bulldog.
Nothing better than those Baldwin High Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Steve, did you get to watch any college baseball this weekend?
I didn't.
Why not? You missed out on some good baseball.
I don't,
Super regional, Steve.
I'll be honest. I don't watch college baseball until it gets to the World Series.
Well, this was even better.
Okay. So, well, that's because... Now, if Arkansas wasn't playing, would you have been watching?
Yes.
Okay.
So, are you familiar with how the NCAA postseason works?
Well, they got like a regional, super regional.
Regional is double elimination.
Yeah.
Four teams all at one site.
And does everybody go to that or just...
No.
Okay.
You have to qualify.
Okay.
It's just like the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
It's 64 teams.
Okay.
You have 16 regionals, which then turns into 8 super regionals. And the super regionals are best 2 out of 3, hosted at the higher seed. So, eventually leading to 8 teams going to Omaha for the College World Series. So the super regionals this year, there's 8 of them. 6 of them went to a third game.
Wow.
And that is the most, it tied the record for the most ever
in a
weekend.
Sounds like there's a lot of parity in college baseball. Though.
There were a ton of great games last night in Game 3. Cal State Fullerton and Washington went into extra innings. I stayed up late to watch that out west. Washington won it with a walk-off. Then Vanderbilt and Mississippi State, they played 3 incredible games over the weekend. A couple of walk-off home runs. The Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Is that where Will Clark and Ralphie Palmeiro played? I think
yeah.
They did. Yeah.
Thunder and Lightning.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good documentary.
Well, Ralphie Palmeiro had thunder in his arms.
Yeah, a little juice. But every super regional was extremely good. There were only 2 that didn't go the distance, and that was North Carolina, who punched a ticket early. Oregon State punched a ticket early. And today, there are 4 different Game 3s.
And Arkansas plays today.
You're right,
I saw that on the scroll on ESPN. Yeah, you got your
Pooey.
Suey, Pooey, Wig, whatever it is.
Woo-Pig.
Woo-Pig.
Woo-Pig, Suey.
I watched the Belmont.
Yeah.
And see, I think that is right now the most underreported story.
I know.
Nationally.
Justify.
Justify won the Triple Crown.
I've got the audio. You ready?
Okay.
And they're into the stretch. And Justify comes roaring home to a raucous Belmont Park with 1 furlong to run. Gronkowski and Hofberg trying to run him down. Vito Rosso is 4th, a 16th to go. Justify is still there. Justify from Gronkowski. He's just perfect. And now he's just immortal. Justify is the 13th Triple Crown winner. Gronkowski was 2nd. Hofberg was 3rd. And Vito Rosso was 4th. Justify has done it.
I thought that guy was really good.
He's phenomenal.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Oh.
But he's phenomenal.
It used to be like Dave Anderson.
That's not him.
It's not him anymore. He used to do, and down the stretch they come.
Horse racing play-by-play is one of my favorite things world to listen to.
And, you know, I'm not a big horse racing person, but I knew that's history being made. or Chance at History. So that's why I watched. Now, if, you know,
glad you joined the club and started picking it up.
It's not that if it had been a Triple Crown, I wouldn't give it a second thought. But I always like to see history. I love watching. You know, when I have MLB and they cut in on a no hitter. You know, I like to watch.
Yeah, you get an update every single night.
Yeah.
Oh, so and so's got a no hitter for 3 innings.
Yeah, through 3 innings, no hit. No, they run the scroll, no hit alert, and there it is, 3 innings. But there's actually been 3 no hitters, I believe, already this year. One was a combined one, and I know Manaea that used to
James
be
a, Paxton had James one for Paxton, the Mariners.
Sean Manaea used to be a Royal.
Yeah.
Got rid of him in the Zobrist trade. Now he's probably going to win 20, and then the combined no hitter down in Mexico with the Padres and Dodgers. Dodgers had the no-hitter going. I did see there was a no-hit alert going, Clayton Richards for San Diego.
Yeah.
They've never had a no-hitter in Padres history. He had one going for like 6 innings, ended up losing in the 7th.
Oh, so exhilarating.
Yeah, but I did watch the Belmont.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I like the – I think the announcers – I think that would be the hardest thing to call there is because, you know, they're all packed in together. You really have to have – I'm sure he's got binoculars.
He does.
So that's the only way you can see it, but – but I just thought, you know, I heard that call. It gave me goosebumps, and then just hearing that again. Stuff like that, that's really weird that I
get. Well, because after the Kentucky Derby, he said, Justify is just perfect. And so there he said, Justify is just perfect and just immortal.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. And I you know.
They're always good with that call.
I just think they do a great job on the call.
It's like Jim Nance on CBS with his national champion. It's a Rock Chalk Championship.
Or welcome, friends.
Hi, friends.
They're the Masters. There is what is what it's his. What's
hello,
his,
friends.
What's his famous saying? A tradition like none other.
There you
but
go.
But we have another tradition unlike none other coming up Thursday.
U.S. Open.
Oh yeah.
We will talk about that a little bit later on this week. We have brought in our golf expert Treg Fall. He's going to come in on Wednesday.
Treg was on fire yesterday. He was playing.
When is he not on fire?
He was playing in front of me yesterday, and he was playing with Chad Alexander in the I-35 Cup. They were 6 up after 6. Treg was 3 under after 6.
He was
ripping it up. And all of a sudden, you know, those guys are in front of us, and next thing we know, we look up, and they're gone. Their match was over. We were like the last. There were like 4 matches behind us, but they had all ended early.
You had to gut it out.
We were like the last match on the course. It came down to the final putt of the day. A guy from Salina that we were playing against had about a 6-footer that would have halved our match, and he really didn't come very close. But
if it had been you, you would have knocked it right in the middle of the cup.
Well, that putt I made on 16 yesterday, that's going to go down in
They've
the
still got everybody talking
oh,
about
everybody
it.
Oh, everybody was talking about my putt on 16. But
wow, did you see Sell? He really ripped that one.
Yeah, he made a putt. Man, big. Got up and down from like 140 for a par on 16.
You sort of needed that self-esteem boost.
I do. I do need, because I don't have a lot of self-esteem because I'm snarky.
But yeah, we'll talk about the U.S. Open. You know the name of the course they're at?
Let's see. They're in St. Louis, aren't they? No. I thought it was Belle Reve.
They're in New York.
Okay. Oh, Shinnecock.
There you go.
Raymond Floyd, I think, won at Shinnecock. I love that.
Out in the Hamptons.
Shinnecock, that is just a great name for a golf course. I love that name. It's kind of like Baltus Roll. I like Baltus Roll.
S-H-I-N-N-E-C-O-C-K.
And I'm almost positive Raymond Floyd was the master of Shinnecock. He won the U.S. Open. But back in New York, that means the crowds are going to be loud.
Belmont Park is in New York.
Yeah.
Man, they can pack people in
there. How many times this weekend when we're watching the tournament, you'll hear, rise a guy, hits a ball, Baba Booey.
Baba Booey.
Baba Booey, or what's the other one? There's two of them they always yell out. Baba
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I've never understood mashed potatoes, but yeah. But since it's in New York, that means the crowds will be drunk and unruly. And
yeah, good.
Yeah, out of hand.
I had a friend that was there.
It's kind of like being at number 16 at Phoenix.
I had a friend that was playing there yesterday. How weird is that?
That is weird.
A friend that was at Belmont Park, and then another one of my buddies, Zach Kroyman. He has some Arizona ties. I think he lived there for a little bit. And so every now and then, he'll just be in Arizona.
Yeah.
He was playing TPC Phoenix or TPC Arizona, whatever
it's
called.
Yeah, I wonder if they still have the stands around the green.
Oh, yeah.
Do they keep those permanent?
I think so.
Yeah, they get like 10,000 people around.
He sent a video
it's like a stadium
coming up
course.
To 16.
Yeah.
And I said, don't let those people heckle you too much. You know how we talked about before the Kentucky Derby that they play my old Kentucky home?
Right.
Well, at Belmont Park, before the Belmont Stakes.
I have no idea what they play.
They play, it's up to you, New York.
Oh, I like that.
New York.
I thought you were going to say.
Start spreading the news.
I thought it was going to be like Jay-Z or something like that. It was going to be
New York State of Mind. I don't think they're going to play a lot of Jay-Z at the horse race. Maybe in the future. All right, Steve, let's take our first break. When we come back, it's the end of your favorite season. The end of the NBA is among us. There is a back-to-back winner, a 3 out of 4 dynasty. And the real question is,
where's LeBron going?
Exactly. All right, we'll take our first break. We're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE. Steve, for people that may have missed shows the last 2 weeks, we have been busy. We have had Coach Kinnaman come on. We've had Ben Pyle in studio. We've had Taylor Robertson in studio.
Mason.
We've had Mason Alexander in studio. It's been a pretty popping time here in the summer.
Yeah, and then friend of the show, Treg Fall, will be on. And
so if you've missed any of these shows, Steve, you can always go back and listen on podcasts, which I'm sure you'll do on your way down to Independence this weekend.
Just go back
and listen to old shows.
Oh, sure.
SoundCloud.com/...
KBBE Sports.
There you go, Denny.
Yeah, kind of stuttered through that one.
Well, Steve, the end of the NBA has finally hit, and one of the themes with the National Basketball Association for the last few years is that it has turned into a 12-month sport.
Yeah.
The season itself is about 9 of those months.
Yeah.
It takes forever.
Exhaustive.
Then you get to the NBA draft, and you get to NBA free agency.
Yep.
And these are things right now. Well, there's also the lottery that gets everybody excited.
Yeah, they've already done that.
Right. So now, after the Golden State Warriors won their championship with a sweep on Friday, which, if you watched that game, you knew it was coming.
Yeah.
LeBron and the Cavs, they had a pretty good fight early on. And people were giving him a hard time and saying, oh, well, he quit on his team.
He had a broken hand.
Well, they were getting killed.
Yeah.
They started the third quarter and just got down in a hole. The Warriors had their third quarter, and it was over.
Yeah.
And when you're down 3-0 and you're at home and you're losing by 20 in the third quarter, yeah, you might give up a little bit. So Golden State won the title with relative ease. And the bummer about this series is that there were two very good games. If J.R. Smith doesn't have a brain fart and catches that missed free throw and throws up a shot and they score, this series is going to go 6 games.
No.
It might have.
It would
have
been
game one.
It had been 4-1.
I don't think so. I think that would have changed everything. Then they had a chance to win in game 3 at home, and Kevin Durant decided to go off like a madman. So, unfortunately, that series didn't end very well. And we're going to look back on this in a few years and go, man, remember when LeBron got swept and the Cavs lost and he lost his 6th finals? I don't think people will realize that this series was a little closer than it looked. But now, all the talk is going to be on where will LeBron James play next year.
I was watching ESPN while I was home over lunch before coming back. And
that's how Steve does his show prep.
Yeah, they had Jason Terry on. Jason Terry, you know, he's been in the league like 39 years. I think
you and him are about the same
age. He's like 42 still playing in the NBA. He doesn't think LeBron's going anywhere. He says, man, LeBron's already got guys texting him. I want to play. I'm a free agent. I want to play with you. Just, you know, talk to management, open up some salary cap space. You tell them you want me. He wouldn't say who the guys were. He did drop Paul George's name, though, as one guy that they might.
Yeah, that might work.
Yeah, but Paul George, he stunk it up this year for Oklahoma City. I didn't think he was any good.
He scored like 20 a game.
Yeah, but,
and he had the ball hog himself on his team.
Yeah, he had Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
But he says he's not going to go anywhere. They said, where would he go? You know, there's only like 3 teams he'd go to. He'd go to.
Well, you want to know the Vegas odds on where he'll go?
Houston's got to be one.
The favorite are the Lakers.
Yeah, but
the reason people like that and people think that he's going to go there, number one, is there is this theory floating out there that they think LeBron James will move to LA to keep himself moving toward the entertainment industry. Kind of like Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
Get closer and closer to Hollywood.
LeBron the entertainer.
Become a billionaire athlete. He's been in some movies.
Yeah.
Second, the Philadelphia 76ers. Young core. You got Embiid. You got Ben Simmons. You got sharpshooter extraordinaire J.J. Redick. Now, they don't have a GM after Brian Colangelo got
Markelle Fultz might, you know, he might get over that brain cramp that he's got, you know, that he can't shoot. He's got that hitch in his shot now that he got because he hurt his shoulder. Now he's got a mental thing that it's kind of like a catcher trying to throw the ball to second base and he throws it in the right field all the time.
Now, I don't think you're going to guess who the third team is that they have put in terms of odds from where he could end up.
Houston.
Nope, but not them.
Clippers?
No, you're not going to guess it.
Okay.
Miami. Which seems really weird to me.
That does.
But if the Vegas Sharks, if the wise guys out in the desert, if they're saying the Heat are three, there is a reason. I don't know what that reason is. Maybe play with Dwayne Wade again.
But
load
Dwayne
up
Wade's
some free
like,
agents there.
Dwayne Wade's like 46.
Him and LeBron went out in the same draft.
The Geritol. It'd be like the Geritol team.
The Knicks are fourth. Rockets sixth or fifth. Spurs sixth. Cavs seventh.
Could you imagine LeBron at Madison Square Garden, the greatest venue in sports, playing 41 games a year at MSG? It'd be sold out every night.
They'd do some work.
They'd have to get some more pieces, though. They're not good.
Yeah, they're not great. I still think the Lakers sounds like the match that might work. I think that, and I listened to Bill Simmons the other day talk about this, and do you ever follow anything Bill Simmons does?
I don't.
He's been talking about the different paths for LeBron and the different stages of his career. There was the career of, hey, we got to go win championships and be really good. Then there's the career of, okay, we're going specifically to a place to win titles. Then this third leg of the career is the legacy.
Mm-hmm.
What's he going to leave behind? Break some of those big records. And that they just get this feeling the Lakers might be where he's going to be.
But you know what that would mean? He'd have
him and LeVar.
Big Baller. Him and Big Baller would be hanging out. Ooh, that's a scary thought.
One of the friends of our show, Eli, my buddy who's the assistant baseball coach at Emporia State, he texted me the other day and he said, hey, I listened to the episode where Casey was on with you guys. Is she like the producer of the show?
It's like the highest rated show when I'm not on.
And I said, do you think we have producers? He said, well, I just figured you guys are big ballers. And I said, well, in terms of big ballers, we'd be like LeVar's wife on the totem pole. And I'd be
LeAngelo.
Yeah, I think that would be you. So we will keep you updated with the NBA draft.
Well, there's a big story on the NBA draft. Marvin Bagley,
okay,
third.
The third
from Duke is insulted that Phoenix would even consider taking DeAndre Ayton over him. He says he should be the number one pick in the draft. He says it's total disrespect that's being shown to him.
Marvin Bagley is not the smartest fella, it seems, in my book. He's made some comments that I don't think are going to fare all that well with him.
I think DeAndre Ayton is pretty good.
He's very good.
Yeah. And third.
Mo Bamba.
Well, third to me looks like he only plays hard when he has to.
He's not my favorite.
No.
All right, let's take our final break. When we come back, we want to talk about the Royals.
Sure.
Ugh. They've had a rough go.
Well, when they go on the road, it's always a rough go.
We'll talk about them next. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE, Jim Joyner, Steve Sell. And William Joel. As you like to call him.
Yep.
Steve, I think we're going to have Casey in on Thursday.
Okay.
Do you have a suggestion for a list of things we should come up with?
I'll have to, let me ponder that.
Okay.
I like to ponder. My buddy Bruiser.
You do ponder.
My buddy Bruiser, he ponders all the time, so it works for him, so maybe it'll work for me.
You'll be out of commission Thursday, Friday. Hope to have Coach Kittim in and Coach Strathman maybe come in for
it. Maybe Monday.
A double coach show on Friday. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
So, the Royals, they are on a rough stretch.
Ooh.
They're 22-44 after losing 6 of 7 on the last road trip. The good thing is that they get to welcome in the worst team in the National League, the Cincinnati Reds, for 2 on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Who finally beat my Cardinals on Sunday. St. Louis was 9-0 against the Reds until Sunday.
It's been a rough year for both of those teams.
Yeah.
The Reds have been outscored by 75 runs. The Royals have been outscored by 110.
Well, their offense, it's really a struggle right now. Salvi did hit a home run yesterday, but
yeah.
He's swinging at everything. I mean, he's getting himself out. Moustakas has kind of cooled off. Alex Gordon ran into one the other day, hit one out.
Have we talked about the John Jay trade yet?
No.
I don't think we have.
No. Well, wait a minute. I wrote about it. I said, that's the white flag that we're in full rebuilding mode. Because John Jay was second in the American League in hits in the month of May. And his reward was getting sent to Arizona, which is actually in a pennant race. But let's face it. John Jay was 33. He was on a one-year deal. He wasn't in
the... We talked about it last week that we knew it was coming.
Yeah, it wasn't in the future. I mean, he's not long-term. He just happened to kind of play over his head.
Now, I didn't think it was going to happen that fast.
No, I thought it was going to happen.
That threw me off.
Yeah, it threw me off. So now, I think what they're doing, playing Merrifield in center. Goins has moved in the second.
Moustakas has been playing a lot of first.
Yeah, Moustakas has been... I mean, yeah, it's a team right now of a bunch of spare parts. And the starting pitching. Now, Danny Duffy threw a great game the other day. I did watch that game. He threw really well.
Was that Saturday?
Yeah, he threw a great game. But, I mean, those are so few and far between. Ian Kennedy's just getting lit up like a Christmas tree. And they still owe him, crying Italy. It's something like $21 million to go on his contract. Of course, they still owe Alex Gordon. He gets $18 million next year. I don't know what he's got left for this year, but he's got about eight. I mean, he's got like $26 million. I mean, they are stuck with some bad contracts. And, again, the reason this is all happening is because they have done so poor in the draft in the recent years.
Yeah.
If they had been hitting on their draft picks, they would not be in this position.
Well, and they had a different strategy in terms of their draft last week, but we didn't really get to talk about that either.
Pitchers.
They went after college pitchers. And I don't know if you have read the Moneyball book, Steve. Have you?
Seen the movie.
I think you'd be interested in the book.
The movie's great.
The movie's good.
One of my best.
But the book, it goes into a lot of details.
Yeah, probably a lot of technical stuff.
It is a lot of details.
Sabermetrics.
And if you are a baseball fan, you would enjoy it. And one of the things I enjoyed most about reading the book is that they talked about the year, I think it's referencing the 01 or the 02 draft, and talking about all these players and their evaluations of them at the time. And it's cool because they're all players that I remember and sort of grew up watching. And one of the guys they talk about in the movie a ton, Scott Hatterberg, all sorts of different guys.
Scotty H, yeah.
So you should read the book, but one of the things they talk about in that a lot in the Moneyball strategy is not to go after high school pitchers. And I tend to agree. It just depends. But I really like college pitchers.
I do too.
Because with high school baseball players, you can tell and project a lot more in terms of hitters. You can get a better feel, and they have more time to react and learn how to hit with a wood bat, learn how to play at the professional level. But in terms of college pitchers, starters in the SEC or the ACC or the Pac-12 that have been doing it for 3 years, you can project a little bit easier with that. And they can get up to the big leagues a lot quicker.
And I saw the overall number one pick.
Casey Mize from Auburn.
He got lit up.
Yeah, he got crushed
by Florida. He got crushed by Florida, yeah.
When Florida threw the pitcher that the Royals took.
Singer.
Brady Singer. And they also took Florida's number two, Jackson Cower. So the Royals went all in on college pitchers.
Well, that's because they need help immediately.
They need pitching. And, you know, the good thing about that is that if they do get one of these guys that comes up through the system really quick, like a Brandon Finnegan, when that happened on their 2014 team,
yeah,
Let's say Brady Singer comes in and immediately is incredible. Yeah. Works his way up through single A, double A, triple A. And he gets called up for September.
Yeah.
And comes out and has two great starts. You can trade him.
Yeah.
And get big time return.
Yeah.
That's what they have to continue to do, is keep building up this farm system. Not only for their own personal gain and getting better players, but having pieces to be able to sell.
Well, they got to get, you know, they're going to get rid of Moustakas. I think everybody knows that. They're probably going to get rid of Herrera.
Yep.
I mean, that's their only two trade chips. They're not going to get rid of Salvi.
Probably not with Merrifield.
No, not Merrifield. But I'll be shocked.
Nobody's going to want Escobar.
No. I'll be shocked if Moustakas and Herrera are still with the team at the end of the season. Because that's their only two tradable players. They're not going anywhere this year, but boy, can you imagine who would even close for him? Your buddy got lit up, Adam.
Yeah, Jason Adam.
Jason Adam's glitter's worn off. He's getting shelled.
Same with Jacob Junis.
Yeah, Jacob Junis was great for – now he's leaving it out. He's giving up about three or four homers every game now.
It's frustrating to watch, but you have to remember what happened 3 years ago.
The process.
You have to remember what happened. They won a World Series. We went to a parade. We've got shirts that say World Series champions.
Yeah.
I'm content for a while.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can pick it up soon and just be a little more competitive.
Yeah. You'd like to see them. The thing is, they could still end up fourth in their division because the White Sox are awful.
Everybody's bad.
Yeah.
All right. We'll wrap up today's show. Tomorrow, we continue to talk about whatever's happening. This is the downtime of the sports year. Tregfall coming in on Wednesday. Should be still a fun week of shows coming up for us. We'll wrap things up. For Steve Sal, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 1230 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.